Good morning, Aggieland. Welcome to Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. NASA is having a moment. We've seen gorgeous imagery from the James Webb Telescope, a direct hit on an asteroid, and a successful test flight return to the moon. The latest project is NASA's Surface Water and Ocean Topography Satellite, or SWOT. The SWOT mission is the first ever global survey of the Earth's surface water. I'm interested in NASA in general, but when I heard create a map of all the world's surface water sources, that made me really tune in. We've known for a long time that Earth is a water planet. 70% of the Earth's surface is covered in water. Of all the water on Earth, 97% is salt water in the ocean and 3% is fresh water. Of that fresh water available, most is trapped in ice caps, glaciers, aquifers. And finally, less than 1% is found in the lakes, rivers, and swamps. The SWOT mission will allow scientists to monitor Earth's surface water resources with better accuracy than ever before. At least once every 3 weeks, the SWOT satellite will survey at least 90% of the planet. Just think what can be done with this data. It can be used to improve weather and climate models, give us a better understanding of drought and flooding impacts, and we can learn more about the interaction between water in lakes, rivers, and wetlands. SWOT will also be able to detect ocean features with a resolution that's 10 times better than current technology. This is really fascinating. There's so much about the ocean that's still a mystery. Understanding ocean temperatures and circulation, think about the Gulf Stream, can improve hurricane predictions and even marine fisheries. The discoveries are just beginning. And finally, this is truly a global effort, with contributions from the French, UK, and Canadian space agencies in addition to NASA, and the satellite was launched from a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX. Wow. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek.